Can we say then, all of us, that it is as it was then, when the unadulterated skies resounded with an animal's call, and the virgin forest cooled under a pure wind? Or as Lady Zwettler of Austin, in her impetuous ignorance, plundered and raped the souls of men and boys with an act of pubescent will? Or have the fields near Sauk and the hills felt the pangs of enduring time, pressure of epochs, many against their very soul? And the streetcars and trains in journey through Saint Germain, passing the graveyard as well, have these too yielded? Let it be said far and wide, what was cannot again be. As a ten of hearts in union, with a nine or three of spades together on a table in Wheaton, with scattered chips in wager, these too have yielded. As Lady Gapero of Oakley, who seduced the fields of Huron, or the view of the lake with a northern sunset, stilled, unmarred by civilization, has this yielded? No, 100 times over, ever shall it remain as it always has, pure and virgin as each sunrise or a child's curiosity. But only that which has not became as the streets and alleyways on Market Street near the river. Tombstones cover the fields bearing the war dead whose lives were lost on soil foreign and strange. Acres of daffodils and lilies cover their graves, whose very depth has in itself caused it to yield. Look how the small birds huddle under wooden porches, out of vehement storm, lashing out at a world like a shroud, carrying a message of death. We too huddle under the wooden porches of humanity, allowing the storm to rage in spite of our powers to stop it. Defenseless we are not, ignorant perhaps, but never helpless. It rages on, and we yield as sheep stalked by wolves. Is there no pity? Have we no compassion? Or are we as Parlick at Calumet or Christine for Mr. Murray, with scanty clothing set as bait? We adorn ourselves with deceit to hide our shame, as a coward lacking in courage. Perhaps Ezra is happy in Venice, and the rest where they are, as Miss Smith rendering service to her country. But this too bears falsehood. Brush away the branches of the last trees of summer, so the path is clear for nature's metamorphosis. There is no yielding there. Perhaps all metamorphosis breeds the will not to yield. I cannot say with certainty. There beyond the second birch, you can see the trout breaking water in playful jest. Have they yielded? And down the winding road, past the trail, a squirrel hops from tree to tree. Has he yielded? Bring my tobacco and pipe, he calls from the back porch to the little boy running through an Indian summer field. Their faces darken with a red glow from the setting sun. And there they be in peace together. Have they too yielded? As those near the steeple who enjoy Christmas cheese in dime bags, through the cellar windows to be enveloped in sin. Or has the thieves who stole rides on the roller coaster on Huron Street during the summer repented, as did John and Ralph, of the School of the Sacred Heart? Some yes, others no. One can never tell. Deceit is a deceitful thing. It obscures the most vivid of images, yet there seems also to be some force the likes of which can be heard in Samuel's or David's strings or Aaron's spring. Strains of an eternal harmony, resounding with the land, free and boisterous, profound and serene, as the horns and reeds and strings of harps, pouring the oils of melody over a harmony of hot coals, causing a flame eternal. Soroshi and Vaslav, have they yielded? Pablo and Jean, Mark and Russia, have they yielded? Paul in the warring Germany, Igor in the changing Petersburg, have they yielded? Perhaps a little, perhaps not at all. And I? Have I yielded? In all of my youthful impetuosity and artistic forethought, with my insight to viceful ways and appreciation of northern countrysides, have I yielded? A self-examination proves too clouded by conditioning, totems, taboos, and such. How can I surely say? What directions can I probe? To what end? And what can I rely on to guide me to know if I have yielded? Or for that matter, how can I know if any have yielded? A king of hearts on a wooden table in a small town near no one but a few. Perhaps an effigy of our ways, perhaps an effigy for our dead. Can we say then, all of us, that it is as it was then? Will we ever know, as did our elders, on what we can rely, or must we huddle out of the rain as Maurice during the bombs? Can we say then, all of us,